an alternate universe. It wouldn't be an alternative universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone once again is a Planet Bush correspondent, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got you in the crock pot, and he's slow cooking the sin right out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay, good.
You're getting all juicy now.
Oh,
you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
All right. Today, you know, with all the tsunamis and mudslides, I think we should talk about the threat of global warming.
Well, Lawton. Mark, I got news for you. There's no such thing as Santa Claus, and there's no such thing as global warming. That's unicorns and fairy dust, my friend. Gandalf and Frodo. That's Elrond and Rivendell, my
Look, well, maybe Santa.
Elabril.
All right, I get what
all
you're saying.
Bunyan.
Well, maybe Santa isn't around because the polar ice caps have melted, Lawton. What do you think of that?
Well, listen, you know, to listen to you, people would think the entire northern region of the planet was covered in ice. that's why President Bush is careful to make sure whatever scientist he's talking to does not have a mind that's clouded by certain things.
What do you mean? Like what?
Well, like science. I mean, that's why he gets most of his scientific information from the Book of Ephesians. I mean, that's God's weather channel right there. Come on, Mark. When you come down to it, what has science really given us?
Yeah, how about penicillin, heat, electricity, airplanes, automobiles? What?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You just proved it. Science is the cause of global warming.
No.
You go cry to scientists to solve all your problems.
No.
Help me, Frodo.
No.
Come on,
all right,
man.
All right. But look, according to Bush, there's no problem.
Exactly. Ignoring problems is a major component of presidential leadership.
Wait, what?
According to you, the president should waste all his time worrying about the survival of the planet. When Social Security has to be privatized and queers are still stalking.
Wait a minute. Now, that's just wrong.
Now, those are problems,
that is,
friend.
You know what? That's really wrong. Are you planning to live your whole life ignoring science and medicine?
No, Mark. Of course not. I go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And just the other day, I was in for my weekly skin graft.
Whoa. We had skin grafts? What's the matter?
Well, it was a minor procedure.
Like
I had a little sunburn.
Uh-huh.
Over 85% of my body.
Wow.
I made the mistake of spending the first week of January in International Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, no. What's the matter, man?
Talk about global warming. It was 95 degrees in Minnesota.
Wow.
My skin turned red and then orange and then purple. I look like a spoiled rack of ribs. My little lawn almost fell off.
Oh, no.
I like to walk around nude on vacation.
Oh,
is that so wrong?
No, you're full of surprises. That's too bad, man. I'm sorry, buddy.
It burned me.
I hope your next vacation is better, buddy. Are you all right?
You know, this summer I'm renting a cabin that's literally on top of Old Smoky in the Smoky Mountains.
All right. That's great.
You know why I'm going there? Because I always wanted to learn how to surf.
Huh?
I hear the ocean waves are fantastic in southern Tennessee. That's where global warming does for you. You know, they don't have a problem with my nudity
all
there
right,
either.
Well,
I can
thank
walk
you.
Around
all right, buddy.
Walk down
all right, that's more information than I need. Thank you, Lawton.
God loves you.
Yep.
Deal with it.
All right. Very good.
He's drifting off the ranch a little over there, isn't he?
Lately, he has, like you said, surprising. Full of surprises.